Well, it was quite the document dump of the Epstein files. The DOJ, well, they did sort of keep their word. They dumped millions of files, heavily redacted, but even then, you know, there's a lot of information in there that people are finding and publicizing. And the overall impression of this is, you know, pretty disturbing. And Candace Owens actually said it best. She said, quote, "Yes, we are ruled by satanic pedophiles who work for Israel. Everyone needs to digest that fact now. Pray and prepare yourself to continue this fight against who are working, I guess, against those who are working to protect them in government, media, and church. This is the synagogue of Satan we are up against. They all worked for, oh, I'm sorry, period." And then I have another note. "They all worked for Mossad," because that came out according to FBI testimony, saying that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and others were strongly suspected of just being agents for Mossad. So, of course, they were. And, of course, Candace Owens is right. And, you know, everybody who attacked Candace Owens really owes her an apology over these issues. Because what has come out in these millions and millions of documents is so unbelievably horrifying that I can't even spend much time on the details. You probably know, but let me just briefly mention some of what there is, and I'm just going to move on from, I mean, I don't want to dwell on this part, but I've got a lot more to discuss here. But yes, they talked about cannibalism, all kinds of documents about eating babies and chopping off their feet, and it's way beyond human trafficking. It's way beyond pedophilia. But yes, they raped little girls and little boys, and they did it. You know, Jeffrey Epstein ran the whole thing with the help of Ghislaine, and they were doing it in order to get blackmail for Israel. And they got almost everybody in a position of power. They got them all, or nearly all of them. They got all the top politicians of other countries, too. Australia, for example. And in the United States, there are something like 37 members of the Trump administration named in the Epstein files, including Howard Lutnick, who is Trump's right-hand man, and he's tied to Tether. And he visited, or at least there's emails of him talking about planning to visit the Epstein Island, which contradicts what he said publicly about it. You know, Bill Clinton is, of course, named in the files. Let's see, Harvey Weinstein, that's probably not surprising. Gosh, who else? Alan Dershowitz, obviously. Bill Gates, as a story over the weekend that claimed that Bill Gates, that in the files that Epstein was saying that Bill Gates asked him to delete his notes and emails about Bill Gates requesting antibiotics after apparently having sex with Russian hookers or something, and he wanted to slip antibiotics to his wife without her knowledge because of, I guess, an STD or something. Anyway, it's basically a who's who of people, high-level politicians, and they're all caught up in this blackmail network that's now all completely confirmed. So this ends any debate about whether Israel ran Jeffrey Epstein. Of course they did. Jeffrey Epstein was working for Mossad. Jeffrey Epstein, his primary purpose was to compromise powerful people and then blackmail them into making decisions on behalf of Israel. And if you wonder why so many politicians right now, or senators or governors or presidents or prime ministers, why they're supporting Israel, it's because they're on video. I mean, many of them, they're on video raping children. That's just a fact. And that's what has come out in these files. Now, for the record, I'm not going to dwell on this topic for a lot of discussion. This is just too sickening. And we have many other important aspects to discuss. But given that the DOJ did release these and they are public records, I am in the process of adding them to the brightanswers.ai engine. It's not ready yet because there's so many files. But I am processing those files, so perhaps in a few days, maybe a week, you'll be able to go to brightanswers.ai and you'll be able to query it for anything that's in the DOJ files. Or actually from other sources as well, because when I was looking for the files to download, there were other things from the DOJ and court cases and things like that. So it turned out to be many gigabytes of downloads. And I just set it on automatic because, you know, I already have the infrastructure to process books and index books in the system. So I've just added all these documents to that system and it's churning away on the Epstein files. And I think it caused one of my NVIDIA graphics cards to vomit. I had to clean up puke inside a computer case for something. Like, what happened in here? Oh, it's processing the Epstein files. Okay, now I understand what's going on. I actually heard a computer puke, one of my workstations. I thought it was a Windows problem. Turns out it was just Bill Gates. Okay. Yeah, it's getting pretty sick. I did hear that the White House is going to have a free lunch for all of the members of the Trump administration who are named in the Epstein files. And guess what they're serving? Sandwiches, of course, made with pedo pan peanut butter. What else could it be? Yeah, free sandwiches at the White House. So, yes, the world is run by pedophiles. The Western world, anyway. You know who's not named? Putin. Putin's not in the Epstein files, nor is President of China. Yeah, go figure, huh? It's all the Western leaders and Prince Andrew. Some weird, creepy photos that came out of him, sort of looming over a woman laying motionless on the floor. It's like, what? These are some sick people. And actually, they're demonic. So I did want to get to what Candace said, because she's absolutely correct. So let's be clear that what has taken over Israel today is wholly satanic. Netanyahu serves Satan. And literally every Christian pastor in America that tells you that you should obey Israel or you should worship Israel, you should put Israel first, every single one of those Christian pastors is also satanic. They're worshiping Satan. So since the leaders of Israel are satanic and they are controlling the leaders of so many other countries, including the entire Trump administration, with satanic blackmail on people who agreed to go along with satanic rape rituals of children, it's very clear that the United States is also run by satanic pedophiles. And this is the moment when sort of mainstream America finally wakes up and figures this out, that, oh my gosh, that's not a conspiracy theory. That Pizzagate was real. That the Trump administration really has brought in dozens of child raping pedophiles to run his whole operation. Trump himself is named over and over again in the files as well. Some people think that he's guilty of some of those same things. I don't know about that. We'll probably never know, but whether he is or not, he certainly surrounds himself with people who are child raping pedophiles. And that means that he surrounded himself with Satanists. And so if you look at, you know, why does the United States want to bomb Iran? Why does Israel want to destroy Iran? This is actually a battle for civilizational outcomes of who's going to dominate Earth. And since Israel and the United States are actually controlled by Satanists, they are trying to destroy what was the cradle of civilization in so many ways in the Middle East, the Persia, from which we gained mathematics and I think the alphabet and so much more, you know, integers, you know, numbers, digits, all kinds of things came out of that area. And yet here we are today in the West trying to destroy the cradle of civilization while our own people are subjected to demonic television, movies, demonic messaging from the media, toxic foods that cause harm and suffering and death, massive abortion, an abortion industry, a euthanasia industry, mass death and suffering, you know, death jabs that Trump pushed through Operation Warp Speed, etc. So in the West, our satanic leaders have embraced a culture of death and suffering and destruction, which is only suitable for Moloch, you know, Satan in the Old Testament. And one of the strongest desires of Satan is to destroy everything that is good in the world. And right now, you know, what is good? Well, you know, love and joy and creativity and freedom and happiness. So what does Israel do? They bomb Gaza. They slaughter hundreds of thousands of Gazans to cause pain and suffering because that's what Satan would do, obviously. And Trump supports it. Trump keeps sending more weapons to Israel, and he won't call them out. Instead, he says, oh, we have to bomb Iran because Iran was going to hang 800 people, he says. Or Iran mistreats its protesters. But Trump will never ask Israel to stop slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people in acts of straight-up satanic genocide. So what does that tell you? Trump is with the Satanists. Trump is a Satanist. And when Iran chants, you know, death to America, and they're saying that America is the great Satan, the element of that that is factually correct is that America, even though the real spirit of America is obviously not satanic, but America is run by Satanists. And so is Israel, and so is the UK. The UK obviously is run by sort of like a master-level Satanists, like Jedi Satanists. That's the city of London right there. And then you have the Vatican, et cetera, et cetera. All Satanists, right? Of course, the church is run by Satanists. You know, why wouldn't it have been infiltrated by Satanists? Our government, run by Satanists. And Epstein controlled them all, which means that somewhere there's a giant collection of rape videos that Mossad has. And so when you look at what just happened over the weekend, when there was so much pressure on Trump demanding that he bomb Iran, I would imagine that one of the messages sent to Trump was that if you don't bomb Iran, we're going to start releasing some of your rape videos, if they indeed even exist. Who knows? Or they could just make them up. You know, they could render fake rape videos given deep fakes and AI technology today. They don't even have to be real. They could be fake. And I think at this point, most people would believe it because of what's come out in the Epstein files. So maybe Israel's threat is just, hey, President Trump, if you don't bomb Iran, we're going to put out a bunch of fake rape videos and everybody will believe them. And then they'll call for you to resign. See? So that's the kind of pressure they can bring to bear against people. And Trump is named in the Epstein files, and there are photos of him with Jeffrey Epstein. So it's a credible sounding accusation if Israel were to release such videos, and they can threaten to do so in order to try to strong arm Trump into attacking Iran. So there's actually a possible scenario right now where Trump doesn't want to attack Iran because he knows that Iran will really hit back hard and kill thousands of American soldiers at the bases around the Middle East or even on naval vessels. But Israel wants America to attack Iran, so Israel's threatening Trump with, you know, deepfake blackmail or whatever it is. Maybe Trump is saying no to Netanyahu. Maybe Trump has had enough of the Satanists. You know, he's surrounded himself with them. He took money from lots of them. You know, frankly, Trump got elected on Satan's money. That's just a fact, you know, satanic money. And a lot of that money is tied into the porn industry, obviously. And I mean, look who runs Pornhub and dildo companies and all kinds of and VPNs, by the way, VPNs. They're all, or not all, but largely run by these same Satanists and who control the Trump administration. So where do you think this is going to go? Well, it's not going to be good, because Satanists are running our country. Satanists are running the Western world. And they care nothing about life, obviously. They care nothing about honesty. They will sacrifice any individual, any child, any group of children, or hundreds of thousands of people in order to get their way. And they have zero morality. That's why they can commit total ethnic cleansing in Gaza, carpet bomb the place, and then immediately bulldoze it and start selling it for real estate to make Trump's family members rich. Yeah. Zero ethics, zero morals. This is who's running our country. Some of the things that have come out of the files, Bill Gates was planning pandemic simulations in 2017 with Jeffrey Epstein. With Jeffrey Epstein. Imagine that. There's an FBI case report that contains sworn testimony of a victim who alleged that Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General under Trump, was present during the sexual abuse of a child. And this is an FBI document that shows that. Also, we now know the name of the prison guard who said that Epstein was taken out of prison hours before his death. This man posted anonymously on 4chan years ago at the time. Now, because of this document dump, we know his name to be Roberto Grijalva. Grijalva. He was a lieutenant in the prison. And it looks like that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself and was not killed at all. There was a body double, is what it looks like. Let's see. Here's an email from Jeffrey Epstein, who is explaining, this is from 2009, he's explaining the way Jews create vast fortunes is through financial speculation and engineered market crashes to exploit the labor of the unsophisticated goyim. He says, quote, "Let the goyim deal in the real world. This is the way the Jew makes money." That's from Jeffrey Epstein. And in fact, let me play this short video for you from a channel called End of News on, I think, Instagram. They put together a short video that's definitely worth watching. So take a look.
They were right. The tinfoil hats were f***ing right. Right about the Israel connection, about the compromised politicians, about the pedophile ring. They were right. Allegedly, of course. And they did get the details wrong. Because what did the tinfoil hat guys do? They elected those p***os into f***ing office. These people played their hand perfectly. They told them everything they wanted to hear.
We're going to drain the swamp of corruption.
They validated their conspiratorial minds.
They always like to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people.
And then they built up the cult. A godlike image. Attacking him was blasphemy. They discredited the media, they demonized the opposition, and they gave them an enemy.
The radical left is causing this problem. Not the right, the radical left.
And everything that goes against the word of the great leader.
You are fake news.
Every revelation of wrongdoing just confirmed the witch hunt narrative.
That's what we should be talking about, not the Epstein hoax.
So now that the Epstein case finally blows open, nothing. Silence. We're 12 hours in. Look at the front page of the number one propaganda channel today after 3 million documents went live. Not a word on the biggest pedophile ring in history.
President Trump says that Iran wants to make a deal.
And these constant distractions have the media focusing on everything else.
The commander-in-chief has been weighing new strikes on the Islamic Republic.
So what will it be now? Will it be bombing Iran? Will it be more military in American cities? Will it be the arrest of Obama? Don't let him distract you. Don't let him censor you. Do not stop talking about this. Keep on the pressure, and this might just be his downfall.
Okay, so that video clearly is from a channel. I've never heard of them before, but they definitely want Trump removed from power. Just for the record, you know, Trump was right to call the fake news media fake news. The corporate media is fake news. They're running their own agenda, and they did rig the 2020 election against Trump, etc. So Trump isn't wrong about everything. I think he's wrong to bring in a bunch of, you know, Mossad operatives and pedophiles into his administration. But that's very Trumpian, is to bring the worst possible people into your administration. He did that the first time around, and he's doing it again, to the point where they're probably actively working against him. Whether or not he wants to, you know, bomb Iran or go along with what's happening in Gaza, I don't think he's in control any longer. It's the people around him who are running this, and they are Satanists and they are pedophiles, and they are destroying America as they are essentially working for Satan and trying to destroy everything that is good in the world. So if you really wonder about the big collapse, you know, not just the financial reset, not just the collapse of American society, the collapse of the rule of law, the big spiritual collapse, it's because the synagogue of Satan, which is the Zionist state of Israel, is running the world into the ground upon orders of Satan to destroy everything that is good. And they know it. They know it. And the Epstein files totally confirm it. And everybody knows it now. Everybody knows it. And Israel carried out a Holocaust for more than 2 years. And it's continuing to this day. And no one will stop them. And Trump won't even call it what it is. He continues to support it. Almost every U.S. senator, including our own senators here in Texas, fully supports genocide. So does Lindsey Graham, you know, Ted Cruz, all of them, almost all, not Rand Paul, but most of them do. So how do we recover from this? How do we turn the corner as human civilization and stop being ruled by satanic pedophiles? There's the question of the day. I don't know the answer to that, but the first part of it is to expose them. And we have to thank people like Rep. Thomas Massey, who really pushed for the release of these files. And we have to thank people like Candace Owens, who are continuing to pursue this and dig deep into it. You know, this isn't going to be my focus because I've got so many other important projects to pursue, you know, such as our AI platforms and so on. But a lot of people will keep digging and they will find extraordinary, shocking, disturbing things. And if the footage ever gets released, then it could be the downfall of 1,000 people in high positions all across Western nations. And would that be, I mean, that would be a very positive thing, to bring down the pedophiles. In fact, here's another video you need to see. It's only a little over a minute that explains more about the nature of pure evil behind Mossad and the Zionists. Check this out.
Jeffrey Epstein's bank account was called Baal, the ancient Canaanite deity which people had sacrificed their children to. A victim's diary shows that she was impregnated multiple times and forced to give birth for Ghislaine and Epstein. Israel is mentioned twice as much as Donald Trump in the new documents. Here he is discussing with Roger Shank, a Jewish-American academic and hedge fund worker, saying Jews create vast fortunes by manipulating markets and creating financial speculation and exploiting labor. He says, let the goyim deal in the real world. In a discussion with the Rothschild family, Epstein says if they overthrew the Ukrainian government, there would be great opportunities. The Rothschild family paid Epstein $25 million for certain algorithms. While talking to Peggy Seigel, August 7th of 2010, she asks if an event is going to be 100% Jewish. He says no, they'll have Goyim in abundance. But don't worry, they're just brilliant wasps from JP Morgan. Joshua Finkelstein, BlackRock's Larry Finkelstein's son, is accused of not having any respect for non-Jews, seeing them as not human. This is from his ex-girlfriend, Svetlana. He pressures her to have an abortion. In 2017, Epstein has a conversation talking about if you want to hire the best people, you have to hire only Jews. Only hire those who can prove they are genetically Jewish. Maria Farmer, one of the first victims to come out and name Epstein.
I wasn't allowed to go get food. And when I called Gilan and asked why I couldn't eat there, she said, it's a Jewish country club. You're not Jewish. They're not going to serve you. They, honest to God, think their DNA is better than everybody else's.
Said that their operation was motivated by Jewish supremacy.
So there you go. That's just a small little snippet of some of what's out there now, citing the documents. Clearly, the documents show a pattern of extreme evil from the Zionist controllers. And also a sense of supremacy, that they rule the world, which arguably they actually do, but that they think they have the right to kill anybody they want or conquer any land they want, and they're acting on those beliefs, and they are getting what they want so far, and nobody is pushing back against them. So this is also why the Trump administration threatened TikTok and forced TikTok to be sold to who? Zionist controllers, who immediately started censoring any mention of Epstein, censoring any criticism of Israel. And also, you've noticed on X, well, Elon Musk is named in the Epstein files, although he says he's completely innocent and that he called for them to be released. It's factually true that X is continuing to censor lots and lots of people, including myself and others. And, you know, you can't help but wonder that a lot of this censorship is being used to quell voices of decentralized journalism that are trying to get information out to the public. By the way, did you know that the word pizza is mentioned in the Epstein documents now over 900 times? And there are emails where Jeffrey Epstein discusses large groups of adults sharing a piece of pizza and subjecting it to torture. Of course, you know what pizza means, right? It doesn't mean pizza. So when they're talking about cheese pizza, and I mean, Pizzagate is all real, by the way. It's all 100% real. They order children like ordering pizza off a menu. And torture is mentioned also throughout these files. And now the Trump administration says there will be no prosecutions of anyone mentioned in the files. So no one's going to jail. No one's even going to be arrested. No one's going to be questioned. Nothing. Nothing. Because Trump is protecting the pedophiles. There's no other way to reach a conclusion. Trump is protecting the pedophiles. Also, in an email to Peter Thiel, Jeffrey Epstein said, quote, as you probably know, I represent the Rothschilds. You know who the Rothschilds are, right? You know they changed their name to the Rothschilds. The banking dynasty, basically responsible for engineering modern-day Israel. Uh-huh. You got it yet? Okay. So what does Trump do in response to this? Sends more money to Israel, more weapons, more military intelligence. Says nothing critical of Netanyahu, nothing against the genocide, nothing against ethnic cleansing, nothing against the rape and torture and organ harvesting of Palestinians that's routinely carried out by Israel, a nation run by pedophile Satanists. Trump says nothing. So what does that tell you about Trump? I mean, seriously, any good person would have called it out. Any good person would have distanced themselves from all of this. If Trump refuses to call it out, he's condoning it. He's agreed to go along with it. He's in office with Satan. Like, literally. So anyway, the situation is pretty sickening. If you want to dig into the Epstein files, you know, you can find the public download links from the DOJ. There's also a bunch of websites that have research capabilities on this. Let's see if I can mention any. There's EpsteinArchive.org. Here's one where you can browse all the documents. EpsteinFTA.com. EpsteinFTA. I don't know what that stands for. And there's some GitHub repos that let you search Epstein documents, all kinds of things. So if you want to go down that rabbit hole, go for it. But I already know the answer. I already know everything I need to know, which is that the United States of America and Israel and the UK are run by satanic pedophiles at the highest levels. And that's just a straight up fact. And they're all compromised by Mossad blackmail. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein's entire role was to trap all these people in blackmail, compromise them, and then leverage them to the benefit of Israel, because the Zionists believe that they are chosen by God to rule over the world and they have the right to kill everybody that gets in their way. That's literally what they believe. And they will gladly tell you that too, as we see in all the documents. So there you go. It's a sick, twisted world out there, folks. I wish we weren't in this situation, but that's where we are. So, and most of the mainstream Christian churches are totally run by Satanists, completely compromised, teaching everybody to worship Israel because, they're all pushing people towards Satan on purpose. And that includes a lot of the famous pastors, the mega churches, the ones in California, the ones in the Midwest, the ones on the East Coast, you name it. They're almost all compromised and pushing people towards Satan on purpose. Frankly, any Christian pastor who supports Israel at this point is a Satanist, period. There are no exceptions to that. Because you can't be Christian and support a country that commits genocide against God's children, period. You can't. It doesn't line up. So think about that and plan accordingly. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care.
Protein is a crucial nutrient that is necessary for good overall health. Incorporate protein into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified protein powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.